President John Dramani Mahama has received a letter of credence appointing Ademola Oluseyi Onafunke as the new High Commission to Ghana. Mr. Onafunke takes over from Musliu Obamikoro, who was appointed in 2008 by Nigeria's late President Umar Adra. He is among 48 new ambassadors posted to various countries by President Jonathan this year. President Mahama urged the new High Commissioner to walk the path of his predecessors, who have groomed the relationship between the two countries over the years. He said Ghana will continue to work closely with Nigeria in moving the integration of the SAP region forward.
The relations between Ghana and Nigeria are not only historic, but are based on common values, common culture, common people. Nigeria is the largest economy in our West African sub-region and has a certain natural leadership role that it must play. Ghana is willing to support Nigeria at all times to be able to play that role in order that we're able to more closely integrate our economies in the sub-region. We all know the value of a united sub-region where our people can move about freely. And so it is my hope that during your stay as the High Commissioner of Nigeria, we'll be able to move the ECOWAS integration project even further.
Nigeria's new High Commissioner to Ghana, Ademola Oluseyi Onafunke, said Nigeria holds Ghana in high esteem. He promised to lead a dynamic and confident foreign service to serve the interests of both countries.
Ghana and Nigeria's relationship is very historic. For me, it is a very great honor to find myself in Accra, Ghana today. It's an epoch-making appointment. I want to pledge to Your Excellency that I'll give my best, and indeed the best of Nigeria, to Ghana, to this administration, to move forward our friendship, to promote our economic relationship, and the best between the two of our countries, and also to thank Your Excellency for the understanding with our Nigerian traders, and we pledge that we'll keep talking to them so that they work according to the law of the land and in line with ECOWAS regulations.
Nigeria's new High Commissioner to Ghana, Ademola Oluseyi Onafunke. The British High Commissioner to Ghana, Peter Jones, is urging Ghanaians to demonstrate to the world that the nation's democracy can be emulated by many countries as the election heat intensifies. He said a smooth transition that took place following the death of the late President Atta Mills is a proof that the nation's democracy has come to stay. Mr. Jones called on Ghanaians to demonstrate same in the December elections. Speaking on GTV's Breakfast Show, the British High Commissioner said his outfit has provided training to some security agencies, including the police, on how to act professionally during the elections.
It was very impressive. I mean, this was not a situation that anyone had expected. This was a transition. We've been talking about transition. Ghana has just gone through a transition, albeit from, you know, the president who is then vice president. And I was particularly struck by the way the nation came together. I thought there was a real sense of unity and collective mourning and collective grief and deep respect. So I was, as a friend and observer of Ghana, very, very impressed. I think it's another example of how Ghana can show the rest of the world the right way to do things. And I'm sure we can look forward to the election with confidence.
Transitions can be expensive, but I think you shouldn't underestimate the value of a vibrant democracy. So the fact that transitions are possible, I think, is really important for foreign investors, for the strength of the perception of Ghana internationally, that you have managed successfully, free and open.
For his part, a member of the UK House of Representatives, Lord Dumel, called for internal peace between political parties in the run-up to the polls.
From the UK perspective, I think for us, we did a lot of planning. It turned out that some of it was very good, some wasn't so good, so we've made mistakes and we're happy to share those. And I think the key message I'd say is the more you can plan in advance and get agreement on all the different processes, as it were, in time of peace, before you get into the big heat of actually having had the election, the better it will be, and the more they're understood by all the parties, so things go smoothly.
The executive director of the Institute of Democratic Governance, IDEG, Dr. Emmanuel Akwiti, stressed the need to strengthen state institutions to operate effectively. He called for an impartial civil and public service in the country.
One of the important, I don't know if you call it a factor, but an institution that brings about the continuity, stability and security is that you have an impartial civil service. the public services in many, not, it's not just a problem in Ghana, but in most African countries undergoing democratization and transition. And unfortunately, the processes are generating a lot of insecurity within these institutions that should be functioning professionally and impartially, because there's some politicization that takes place. Once new governments come, many civil servants are not assured. You know, they don't know what is going to happen to them, and then it creates a lot of inertia. There's a certain lack of action and all that, and nobody knows where they're going to land. It's important that we build our institutions, particularly the public services, including the civil service, if we want to see continuous development and accelerate development in the country. After all, the election cycle of 4 years. Within the 4 years, we lose almost the first year. We have the second year, which is for local government elections. Then we have only the third year, but already by the end of the third year, we started preparing for the election for the 4 years. So how much time is there for us to look at development? And I think we should shift our emphasis on strengthening development of government. If you're going to do that, you need an impartial civil service, one well equipped. And for the politicians, I think the relationship with the politicians should not only occur during transition times. We're looking at how party manifestos are processed, how public services are trusted to the professionals dealing with serving them, so that the country will benefit.
Dr. Emmanuel Akwete is the Executive Director of IDEC.